It's been just over 2 weeks since the United Kingdom voted to leave the European Union, and impacts are starting to be observed around the world. The vote was anticipated to play a major role in the international export market, and U.S. Meat Export Federation economist Aaron Borer says those changes are coming to light.
Our biggest concern presently is the impact on currencies, and we know with uncertainty there's generally a rush to the safe haven, which is still the U.S. dollar. Also the Japanese yen. And so in the very short term, the Japanese yen has strengthened, but the Japanese government doesn't exactly want a stronger currency at this time, and they don't see that favoring their exports. But it's trading around 102 to the dollar, which is basically the strongest since November of 2014.
Now that the UK has voted to leave the EU, Borer says they begin the process of laying the groundwork for their new business relationship.
There are basically 2 years for the UK to work out a deal with the EU and frame up how their relationship is going to look, including tariffs, but also SPS-related measures and how that agreement will be formatted.
President Barack Obama has said the Brexit vote would put UK at the back of the queue for trade talks, but Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King told reporters last week he feels the exact opposite should be the case.
We were in London just a day or so after the Brexit vote that I said to them that instead of going to the back of the queue, I think you go to the front of the queue. Because negotiating a trade agreement with the United Kingdom will be a lot easier than negotiating one with the European Union. And I think that gives us an opportunity to negotiate an agreement that has a chance to be acceptable of GMOs. And if we can get GMOs into the UK, that means that also spreads around the world to some of their other locations where they've got influence. And it's right there in direct proximity and competition with the EU that's locking out GMOs.
The U.S. had been engaged in talks with the EU to try and finalize the transatlantic trade and investment partnership between the two entities. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.